telling it like it is, giving you both sides of the story with common sense thinking. It's the Katz Roundtable.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. John Katzmann is here Sunday morning. Well, with us from Middle America, we have Senator Ron Johnson has some revelations for us of what's going on with the investigation, with the Durham investigation. Senator Johnson, give all Americans an update.
Well, John, glad to be on your show again. I think the Durham trial so far has been fascinating. Just the indictments, I think, were pretty revealing. Now that we know, and we've known for quite some time, that the Hillary Clinton campaign bought and paid for the Steele dossier, but now we're finding out the whole Alpha Bank hoax. In other words, that somehow the Trump campaign was tied into servers and communicating with Russia, including with them some way, shape, or form. That was all made up. They used potentially individuals that had contracts with our Defense Department to mine this data, to develop some kind of inference that Trump was colluding with Russia so that they could report that to the FBI, so then they could report that to the American public as an October surprise. And it's not being reported much, of course. You can get it on, shows like yours and, other conservative outlets. But this is a major scandal. The fact that the Hillary Clinton campaign manufactured this entire Russian collusion hoax, the FBI, within a day, when they looked at the Alpha Bank information, concluded, this is preposterous. It's BS. And yet, by the way, the FBI also knew possibly as early as October 2016, certainly by January 2017, the Steele dossier was Russian disinformation. And yet we set up the Mueller probe under Christopher Wray, who was supposed to come in and clean up the FBI. They actually allowed the FBI to brief Senate Intel saying that the Steele dossier still had integrity. So what is being revealed to the American public is the corruption at the highest levels of A, the Hillary Clinton campaign, B, the FBI, I would argue the Department of Justice. I have my own doubts about the intelligence community, people like Brennan, who, by the way, apparently briefed Obama about this Russian intelligence that Hillary Clinton was going to approve of exactly this kind of operation. So the U.S. government, law enforcement agencies knew the Clinton campaign was up to this, and yet they put America through this 2-3-4-year political turmoil. It was all based on a lie developed by Hillary Clinton. And, of course, the mainstream media, if they weren't completely complicit in it, and by the way, they were. Hillary Clinton claimed to, on the whole deal about Alpha Bank, well, I just heard about this in the news. No, their campaign planted it in the news. And, of course, those news outlets that had this story planted with them, they knew it. So they knew what Hillary Clinton was saying was a lie. And yet they continued with this story, this hoax. Why? Because they're not journalists. They're advocates for the radical left. They didn't want Donald Trump to get elected, but he got elected anyway. And then they did everything they could to sabotage his administration. And then, of course, made sure that Joe Biden, somebody who campaigned from his basement, was elected president. And just understand what the result of this is. Because Joe Biden's president, we are now fundamentally transforming America. Now we're seeing what that fundamental transformation looks like. Open borders, 40-year high inflation, rising crime, record gas prices, the indoctrination of our children through our schools. It's been a disaster. The embarrassing and dangerous surrender in Afghanistan, which tempted Putin to invade Ukraine. Would have that happened if Trump was in office? I don't think so. So the media has been complicit in this. They have given us this disaster along with the Democrat Party. They need to be held accountable. But again, they're the ones that did it. They are the media, and they basically tell America what America's going to know. And so they're going to do everything they can to continue to cover up for Biden, for Clinton, and for themselves.
Senator Johnson, we got ourselves one big mess. How do we clear up this mess in America? I mean, it's just the newspapers are not telling the truth. The media, the television stations are not telling the truth. I mean, it's a crazy situation.
The only way it gets cleared up is with the truth, with exposure. But I keep telling people how difficult it's going to get the truth out there because they are all complicit. You know, they are the radical left information cartel. They're the ones that have been telling the lies. They're the ones that have been complicit with the Democrats and the radical left. So, I mean, they can't afford to be proven wrong here. So they'll continue to cover up for themselves. You know, look what the Washington Post did when they finally admitted that, well, you know, some of those emails on the Hunter Biden laptop were probably genuine. You know, this is like 18 months after the fact, after Chuck Grassley and my report, I called it a modified limited hangout. They learned well from the Watergate days, and that's what, of course, Haldeman and those guys did, was a modified limited hangout. They give just enough information to kind of cover their behinds, say that they report on this, but they're not reporting the truth. They're not giving you the whole story. So it's got to be shows like yours. It's got to be conservative news outlets that relentlessly pursue the truth. And then, like Mark Levin says in his book, American Marxism, we need to awaken to the urgency of this moment. We have to understand how this is destroying our country, these lies, these distortions, how the radical left has taken us on this road to socialism and Marxism and serfdom. This is dangerous. We are at a hinge point in this nation. It's frightening.
Understood. It's just, do we have to wait to the November elections before anybody does anything that's legitimate?
Well, you know, again, give Durham credit. I wasn't real happy how long it took him to get all this information revealed to the public, but he's done a pretty good job in his indictments of laying out exactly what happened. And this isn't a pretty limited indictment. It could land him 5 years in jail. But Michael Sussman, attorney for the Hillary Clinton campaign, he's been accused of lying to the FBI. But in that lying, Durham is just laying out the corruption and complicity of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Now, part of the problem is, you know, this is the most massive and dastardly political trick in American history. You know, political dirty tricks, lying in a political campaign, unfortunately, is not illegal. Actually, you know, again, there is freedom of speech. What we would rely on when a candidate is lying is a free press to call them on it. So, but what we have is we have a free press to have these politifacts. They're radical leftists. And so they'll take what I say is that is completely true and somehow twist it and grade it with a three or four Pinocchios. And yet the lies of the left, of Democrats, they just overlook it. And actually, they reinforce it. They confirm it as truth when it's actually the lie. So, no, we've got a big problem on our hands, John, when you've got the corporate media and the big tech social media giants completely in the tank of the radical left, advocates for the radical left. All we can do is combat it with the truth. And, you know, fortunately, truth has its own power.
Senator Ron Johnson, thank you for bringing all Americans up to date and keeping your eyes open for all Americans. And we hope, how would the British say this? We hope things sort themselves out real soon.
So do I. Well, if you want to see me reelected, Ron Johnson for Senate.com. John, you've been very helpful. I certainly appreciate it, and I certainly appreciate the support of your audience.
Thank you so much, and I certainly support you because you are a Midwestern truthful senator. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Take care.